A reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur, chapter 14, Yamaraja Sankirtan. Yesterday we heard how Yamaraj was astounded to hear the recounting of Jagaya Madai's voluminous sins, and on his way back to his abode in his chariot, he fell unconscious. And all the other demigods on their vimans, they stopped their chariots, everyone stopped, and they were concerned over the unconscious state of Yamaraj. So they started chanting Sankirtan. Yamaraj, he woke up and he was dancing in great happiness. And everyone understood, Shiva and Brahma were also dancing with him. So the he forgot himself. It's very beautiful, this whole Sankirtan description. Devagana nirtishuna savadana haya atiguya vede vyakta karibena iha. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, please hear attentively about the dancing of the demigods. It is most confidential. Atiguya, we read this yesterday. But it will be revealed by the Vedas. Santchai dhamra raja chadiya sakala laj Krishna Veshena Janayapana Sanariya Sri Chaitanya Balayata Danya Danya Patita Pavana Danyavan. Dharmaraj Yamaraj, that's his other name, he gave up all shyness and he danced. He forgot himself in love of Krishna. Remembering Lord Chaitanya, he exclaimed, all glories to the munificent deliverer of the fallen souls. Hunkara gara jana mahapula kita prema jamera bhaver antanai vivala haya jama kari bahu krandana sonariya goranga gosai. Yamaraj roared loudly and the hairs of his body stood on end in love of God. There was no end to the ecstasy of Yamaraj. He became overwhelmed and cried profusely as he remembered Lord Goranga. Jamera jateka gan Dekiya jamera prema anande padiya gadi jai Chitragupta mahabhaga Krishne bhara anuraga Mahasatta puri puri dhai. On seeing the exhibition of love by Yamaraj, his associates rolled about in ecstasy. The most fortunate Chitragupta, the secretary of Yamaraj, who had great attachment for Krishna, expressed his excitement as he wandered around. Nache Prabhu Shankara Haiya Digambara Krishna Veshe Vasana Najane Vaishnavera Agraganya Jagata Karaya Dhanya Kahiya Taraka Ramanam. Lord Shiva danced without any clothing, which he forgot in his ecstatic love for Krishna. So this is quite a Sankirtan performance, that the demigods are dancing somewhere in the sky. They've left Navadvip. They spent the entire day disguised as brahmanas, moving around Mayapur and Navadvip 500 years ago, serving Lord Chaitanya in various ways and taking part in his pastimes. In the evening time, when Lord Chaitanya would repair to his home with his wife Vishnupriya, and mother and father, then the demigods would board their vimans and they would return to their celestial abodes. So there are all these hundreds of chariots, as it's described, Deva Rath. They're all traveling through the sky. So somewhere in the middle of the sky, they stop their chariots because their bodies are subtle. They're very subtle bodies. They're not gross bodies like this. So they stopped their chariots and had a huge Sankirtan party in the middle of the sky, dancing in the sky somewhere. And during that Sankirtan performance, Shiva got so excited that he threw away his clothes. It says Digambara. He was Digambara. He was covered by the directions. He forgot himself due to his ecstatic love, Krishna Vesh Vasana Jane. He didn't know he had no covering. Shiva is a foremost Vaishnava. He makes the entire universe glorious by chanting the name of Ram, which delivers one from material bondage. This is Taraka Ram Nam. Taraka means a name which will, Tarani, which will deliver one. So Lord Shiva, he repeatedly chants the name Ram, and sometimes he chants Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. No Krishna. Because he worships Sankarshan, the Chaturvyuha, the expansion of the Lord. There's Mool Sankarshan, Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and then they expand into a second Chaturvyuha. And that Sankarshan, or the Adi Sankarshan, is the Ishtadev. It's a form of Vishnu. That's why he says in 4th canto of Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam yata Shambhu. The Shambhu Shankara, Bhagavan Shankara, he worships this form. He's a Vaishnava because he worships Vishnu in the form of Sankarshan. And Sankarshan's name, they say, Sankarshan Ram. So the Ram mantra is meant for worshiping Sankarshan. So we're very fortunate on this holy day of Monday, which is known as Chandravara. And this is the holy day of the puja of Lord Shiva. So we're hearing about this glorious pastime of Lord Shiva and his role as a devotee of the Lord in his form of Lord Gauranga. So Lord Shiva came down and took part in the pastimes in Navadvipa in West Bengal, and he's forgotten himself in love of God and dancing. So he makes the entire universe glorious by chanting the name of Ram. Anande Mahesha Nache Jata Anande Mahesha Nache Jata O Nahika Bande Deki Nija Prabhura Mahima Kartika Ganesha Nache Maheshera Pache Pache Sonaria Karunera Simha. I've seen some paintings of this Leela in Navadvip, in one temple there. And it's most extraordinary because it shows all of the demigods dancing together. Ganesh is there in Kartikeya, and Ganesh is playing kartals. Of course, Ganesh is an elephant, so he has these big elephant. He has kartals, and of course, Kartikeya is his brother. He's also known as Skanda, Shiva's second son, and he's playing mridanga, and everyone's dancing. It's a whole kirtan party. Brahma's there with his four heads. He's playing kartals. It's quite amazing to see the demigod Sankirtan party. This chapter is called Yamaraja's Sankirtan. So he's the instigator of this fantastic Sankirtan party, which everyone's taking part in. Realizing the glories of his worshipful Lord, Mahesh danced in ecstasy and his matted locks scattered. So it's Ananda Mahesh Nache. In great bliss, Mahesh, which also is a name for Lord Shiva, he was dancing blissfully, jata, nahika bande. Nahika bande, usually they're somewhat bound and they were just scattered. Something like tandava nritya, dancing in great ecstasy. And his sons, Kartikeya and Ganesh, remembered the Lord's unlimited mercy as they danced on either side of Shiva. So Ganesh was dancing with his elephant trunk like this on one side of Shiva. On the other side of Shiva, Kartikeya was dancing. It was a family dance. And it's quite interesting to see in a painting. Nache chaturana bhakti janra pranadhana lahila sakala parivhar kashyapa kardama daksha mano brigo mahamukya pache nache sakala brahmar. Four-headed Brahma, whose life and wealth is devotional service, and bhakti pranadhan. He danced with his associates. These are actually his sons, his Manasaputra, his various expansions. Kashyap Muni, Kardam Muni, Daksha, Manu, Bhrigu, Mahamukya. I'm not sure who Mahamukya is, but then they were dancing. All of them were dancing behind Brahma. So this painting, you'll see this painting, and Brahma is with his four heads, he's dancing or maybe he's playing cartels, and following behind him in a line, there are all these, you know, rishis with big beards, Bhrigu, and they're dancing. Some are playing cartels. And over on the side, going in another circle, Lord Shiva is dancing naked. And one side is Ganesh and Kartikeya. So sometimes people, they jeer or they mock the Hare Krishna people when they go on the streets and they chant in Sankirtan or they dance in great happiness. Mridanga, Kol, and Kartal. And they say, oh, these fools. Why don't they get a job? Why don't they work? Why don't they get a job and do something responsible? They're simply walking down the street chanting and dancing. But everybody, in any pious religious person, they're involved in some type of deva puja. How many Ganapati bhaktas, not really, can't say bhaktas, they use the term, but Ganapati worshippers are there in Mumbai? 5? 10? 5 million? 10 million? And then Balaji worshippers and Brahma worshippers and Deva worshippers. There's so many, millions and millions. So the very Ishta Devata that everyone's worshipping, they're doing what the Hare Krishnas are doing. You're worshipping Shiva. So many people worship Shiva and Ganesh. It's practically most of India. If you take a poll, and Shiva's dancing in the Kirtan party with Yamaraj, and we're dancing on the streets of Mumbai, as above, so below. So we're not that crazy. So that people say, oh, we're crazy people dancing on the streets. But actually, we hear from this narration of the Chaitanya Bhagavat that after spending all day serving Gauranga in Mayapur, when the demigods were leaving one day in their rathas and their chariots, then Yamaraj fell unconscious in remembering Krishna's mercy and divine dispensation for Jagai and Madai. And then everyone gathered around and revived Yamaraj, and he just started dancing, and everyone started dancing, and it became contagious. And all the demigods, their vimans are parked, and they're in the middle of the sky. They're somewhere stopped between Navadvipa, West Bengal, and Brahmaloka, and Shivaloka, and Indraloka, and all these different planets. They're just in a way station up there somewhere, a space station or something. Their chariots are parked and they're dancing in Kirtan. Ganesh, Kartikeya, everyone. This door is a great mystery. No one can figure out, you have to push it. So this is, then it describes all these different personalities in the purport. This is Yamaraj's Sankirtan party. So Yamaraj has instituted an entire a party. He fell unconscious and everyone became so concerned, and someone chanted Hari Hari in his ear, and that sound of that mantra instigated and unleashed a flood of devotion in the heart of Yamaraj, and he spontaneously started dancing, and everyone else took off after him. Sabe Maha Bhagavata Krishna Rase Mahamata Sabe Kari Bhakti Adyapan Vedaya Pramara Pashe Kande Chari Dirga Shwase Sonariya Prabhura Karuna. All of those Mahabhagavats taught the science of devotional service by becoming intoxicated in the mellows of Krishna consciousness. This Mahabhagavats means all these great devotees that are mentioned here. Kashyap Muni, Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni, of course, is the father of whom? Kapila. Third canto of the Bhagavatam, Kapila Shiksha. So Kashyap, Kardam, Daksha, Manu, Bhrigu, all these great personalities. So they're Mahabhagavats, and they're teachers. They've taught the science of bhakti, bhakti adhyapana, like adhyapak, teacher. Surrounding Brahma, they cried and sighed deeply as they remembered Lord Gauranga's compassion upon the two fallen Brahmins, Jagai and Madai. Devarshi Narada Nache, Rahya Brahmara Pache, Nayane Vahaye Prema Jal, Paya Jasera Sima, Kotava Rahila Vina, Najane Anande Vival. Devarshi Narada danced by the side of Brahma. Tears of love flowed from his eyes. After realizing the Lord's unlimited glories, he became overwhelmed in ecstasy that he forgot his Vina. So everyone is totally absorbed in the Sankirtan. Even the Veena that Narada is holding in his hands, he just dropped it. He just forgot about it. and the ecstasy of dancing in a sankirtan party. So this is the effect of Krishna's holy name. At least, it doesn't mean that we become completely murka or faint and forget of all our responsibilities. But what happens is that we feel a tremendous burden living in the material world. It's very difficult. It's not easy. There's so many difficulties and obstacles and relationships that have to be worked out, and dealing with employees and relatives and dealing with our own minds and senses. It's not an easy life to live in this world, especially in Kali Yuga. There's so much tension everywhere, fear, overt or covert fear, and anxiety about the future, the immediate situation, and our own position in the world and position in the family. People are insecure. Every young lady is going to college to get an education because she has no faith. She can't trust her would-be possible future husband that he'll still be there 10 years after her marriage. So therefore, she wants to have a profession to fall back on. If not, she doesn't begin working that way immediately. This is unthought of 50 years ago because people actually trusted each other. People trusted each other 50 years ago and had faith in each other. So the integrity and the unity of the family was preserved by mutual appreciation and faith and honest dealings. But Kali Yuga is the age of dishonesty and cheating and deceit. So everyone's nervous about relationships. Trust is a big factor that nobody has trust. No one can trust. You can't trust your own mother, your own father, your wife, husband, or future wife or husband. That's the main. I've been 21 years preaching in Delhi to young people from the age of 5 to 25. I met children when they were 5 years old. Now they're bringing their babies to me for blessings. I said, you came to me, your mother bought you when you were 5 years old for blessings. Now you're bringing your babies. Yeah, when you're 21 years in one place, that's a whole generation. I've been there for 21 years. I never left Delhi. So, and I ask all these young girls, do you really want to go to college and rack your brain with all this stuff? It's not really. But I have to pass my time until marriage because 18-year-old marriages are outmoded and they're not too fashionable. 100 years ago, every girl was married by 19 at the latest. Now the standard age is 24, marriage, isn't it? 24, 25. And maybe 5 years from now, it'll be 35. And 10 years, it'll be 45. And after 20 years, just forget about it. Why bother? Just live in. Let's be friends. Why go through the formalities? Why be bound, limited by some contract, some bondage of trust? Why be limited? So therefore, they told me, they said, Maharaj, you know, our parents are preaching to us that you don't just hang around the house, or you have to do something with your time, first of all. And secondly, you don't know the future. You can't trust your husband. There's so much divorce. And then you have no education. And then he leaves you. And then where are you? You can't get a job. You can't make any money. So that's unfortunate. But there is some panacea in our pressure-filled days that when we engage in sankirtan, we can forget everything. And you don't have to take drugs. You don't have to take Johnny Walker and all this stuff. But there's a good way to have clean fun and immerse ourselves in transcendence, at least for a short time. This sankirtan is most misunderstood. The performance of sankirtan is most misunderstood in this age. And this is actually the age of dancing. This is the age to dance. Because the burden of responsibility, the burden of the age, the tensions, the anxieties, they weigh so heavily on us that we can hardly move without an escalator. We can hardly rise in a building without an elevator. Walking up stairs is impossible. We can hardly move without some motorized mechanism. We can't go up a building without an elevator. We can't go in the airport without an escalator. We can't move. We can't go across the neighborhood without a car. So we have a heavy weight on us, the mental weight, the social weight, the emotional weight. So people feel heavy. There's not much lightness. There's no transparency or lightness in people's psyches in the age of Kali. So Lord Chaitanya specifically introduced chanting and dancing, because dancing is a means, it's a vastu principle also, the rearrangement of the space, rearrangement of the space surrounding the being. So vastu is all about the science of space, balancing space with the personality, the vastu purusha, who is a personality presiding over space. So we are agents, we are entities living in a portion of space. And sometimes people say, hey, don't crowd me. Don't crowd me. Don't crowd me. You're getting too close. I need my... You ever hear this expression? I need my space. Or have you heard this expression? You're really spaced out. When you're a little absent-minded or a little bit crazy, you're spaced out. This is, of course, American slang, which maybe you don't know. But this word space often enters into our vernacular, our language. So it's a fact that we are entities occupying a certain amount of external and internal space. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced this sankirtan to free our space. And to what happens is, the main element of sankirtan, of course, is dancing, but there's a particular dance mudra. And this dance mudra is meant especially for Kali Yuga to free the human beings from the burden of heavy space, congested space. Our space is congested by voluminous wrong desires and wrong aspirations and all this tension. So we become, people are tense. Tension means tense, heavy, tense, uptight, wound up, not relaxed. And there's so many arrangements for people to relax and meditate and the art of living and this and that and so many things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the very beginning of Kali Yuga, I mean 500 years ago, not exactly the beginning of Kali Yuga, but at an appropriate time, just at the right time, when agricultural life and country life, which is sattvic life, peaceful life, godly life, when that was changing and going at the beginning of the industrial age, in the 15th century, when everything was going away from the country into the cities, into industry, it began 15th century like that and on to the intense madness we find ourselves situated in today. And so he introduced this movement to free people from the burden of modern space problems. And that is this sankirtan movement of chanting, euphorically dancing and glorifying the name of God with kol, mridanga, and kartal. But the main mudra, which frees the space around the living entity, is to raise the arms above the head. You raise the arms above the head, and as soon as you do that, your two arms become a microwave tower. Your two arms and your fingers become microwave towers, and they actually draw in the astral rays. They draw in the higher energies. And you can also feel it's uplifting. Anywhere in the world, if you see anyone's in joy, they go like this. You just say, you even do this, just go, even do this practice, raise your arms and just say, I'm serious, I'm not joking. I study psychology in college. This works. Now you say, and then you say, ha. 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 Now drop your arms. How do you feel? And this is, I'm not Ravi Shankar. He's a good person. He's doing his best to contribute what he understands, and it's a nice thing. Everything's good. It's not he's bad, we're good. It's not like this. Certain people require that, and if he has something good, we'll take it. And if we have something good, let him take something from us. We can share. He's not a demon. He's not a rakshasa. He's a great personality, helping thousands of millions of people around the world. So we should recognize and not be bigoted and prejudiced. Something good is good. Whether you like it or not, that's your personal purview or right. But to debilitate or to demean someone for their viewpoint, he's contributing. The world needs contributors. We need more and more contributors. He's trying to contribute. He's trying to examine the motivation of an individual. It's not money and prestige and fame. He has that automatically. That's his birthright. But he's day and night traveling everywhere to help people. improve the lives. And he and so many, I don't know all the personalities, in their own way they're contributing. These are all the arrangement of God to move people up and to get moving, go up. So this week, just by saying this syllable, ha, I mean, I'm not trying to introduce another chapter of the Laughing Club. No, that's another good group, and they're doing their work. You know, they have their contribution, and that's also uplifting portions of the world. I know in Delhi they have a chapter, all around the other chapters. But it's very good, and it's very helpful, but it's not transcendental. This is the difference. Bait and abate. One and different. Is we're one in that we're, there's contribution, we're one in its that it's good, we're one in its helping. But then the difference is, it's helping people improve their material lives, their material position, situation, outlook, attitude, mind, mentality, peace, etc. But they're not getting liberation. Only bhakti can liberate one from this material world, nothing else. So this is our contribution. If you're interested in liberation and eternal life of bliss and knowledge, then we're offering this. This is what we're offering. And others may be offering similar, but at least this is our particular contribution. So when we raise our hands, we don't just say ha, 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 ha. We say ha, and then re, hare, and then Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this particular dance mudra, this liberates one from all the confines of material space. This is the transcendental Vastu mudra. So Mahaprabhu, he introduced this as the means to get liberated from our immediate heavy space, our tension. So it's not enough just to chant Hare Krishna or walk down the street. This mudra is required. Dancing like this. And the more you dance like this, you just see that just like you can receive messages and send messages through a microwave tower. A microwave tower receives messages and sends messages, right? Receives from one phone, sends to another. It's the function. So when we raise our arms like this, we send messages. We send out and distribute all our bad space. All of our bad vibrations, it goes out. It goes out. Our feet are grounded, so we're grounded. So into the Mother Earth goes all our negative qualities, go down as we dance. As we dance, because Mother Earth, she considers the touch of the feet of devotees like the embrace of a lover. And she complains, Mother Bhumi, she complains to Parikshit. She says, Maharaj Parikshit? And she comes in the form of a cow in the first canto. She says, I can bear the weight of the Himalayas, of the Swiss Alps, of the Andes. I can bear the weight of all these heavy mountains and all these continents and all these oceans. I can bear the weight. But there's one thing I cannot bear. I cannot bear the weight of a liar, someone who lies. I cannot bear the heavy burden on my back, the back of Mother Earth. My back is being broken by the heavy weight of the cheaters and liars of this Kali Yuga. So that's the negative side, that the liars and the cheaters moving around the world are causing great pain to the back of Mother Bhumi. But another shastra says when the Vaishnavas walk on the face of the earth and they dance on her ground, she feels, this is the embrace of my lover. She feels so happy because the Vaishnavas are serving her Lord. She's a Vaishnava, Mother Bhumi. And when they're dancing on her back, then she feels, oh, this is the most wonderful soothing massage I could ever receive. The beautiful back massage, the feet of the Vaishnavas are dancing. So she reciprocates with us by taking all of our, any kind of negative space she takes into the earth. So we're grounded there. And when her arms are raised like this, then all the devatas are all Vaishnavas. And then when we're raising our arms, we send out all our bad space. They absorb all our bad space. It all goes up into outer space. So when a devotee dances like this, and we all have an opportunity to experience this Vastu Sankirtan Yoga, You have to make a new title. If you want to market a product, you have to make it, you know, power yoga. You know, they make all, it's not just yoga, it's power yoga. You know, it's something, same old wine in a new bottle. Power yoga. It's just you stand on your head like you did 50 years ago, but now it's called power yoga. You know, this and that. So this is Vastu Sankirtan Yoga. Right now, that's like, hey, what's that? You know. Well, wait a minute. That Tukaram was doing that 500 years ago. There's paintings of Tukaram dancing like this also, right? So he's chanting Nam Sankirtan. He's a great saint of Maharashtra, I think so, is it? So he, 500 years ago, he's dancing. You never heard Tukaram? I think so. I would think so. So he was the same time as Mahaprabhu. So he's dancing like this. So this is Vastu Sankirtan Yoga. You give it a new name. Oh, that's something interesting packaging. So everyone has an opportunity in 3 days. What's today, 4 days. Everyone can practice. You have an opportunity to practice is Vastu Sankirtan Yoga at the upcoming Rath Yatra Festival. So you can dance in the mood of Lord Chaitanya in front of Jagannath's cart. And then you're dancing and your feet are on the bhumi and your hands are in the sky and your heart is at the lotus feet of Jagannath. And your eyes are like bumblebees drinking the nectar from his beautiful lotus flower eyes. And you're dancing in front of Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And just see what happens. Judge a thing by its results. This, not just like Hare Krishna, this, like this, and just. You'll feel all your tension, all your anxiety, everything goes. I hope your clothes don't fall off. I hope you don't get that loose and that relaxed. But Lord Shiva, when he was dancing in the kirtan, he became Digambara. Vedavyasa is saying he became Digambara. He didn't even forgot his clothes. He was just Krishna Vesh. But he's pure devotee. He's totally absorbed in his Ishta Devata. But the main point is that we're seeing here, because the adhyatmic consideration of this discussion, what is it, how does it relate to me, is that these devatas are very important people. They're all managing directors of huge companies, right? Suryadeva is in charge of a very big electric company. He's in charge of a power company. Do you know, you heard Surya Electric? Surya Light Tubes? Surya Light Bulbs? So Suryadeva he's a managing director for a very huge corporation. It's called Surya Loka. And he's in charge of lighting up the whole universe. So a heavy responsibility to make sure the sun keeps rising and moving. So he has a lot of pressure. So he loves to like forget about it and just dance in the kirtan. And after the sankirtan, oh, I have to go back to work and I have to rise and set and shine on all these people and all these things. So they have their responsibilities. They have services to do. They're all servants. They're all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means servant of Vishnu. They're all delegated and appointed personalities to run this universe on behalf of Lord Vishnu. So they're forget. But when they do sankirtan, they're having sankirtan, engaging in sankirtan with Yamraj. They're forgetting about. I'm not the managing director of the water. Varuna's there. He's the managing director of the water department. And there's just Shiva. He's a manager. He's in charge of, you know, destroying and breaking buildings and breaking old roads. And you know, he's in, when you break down cities and buildings and universes, he's in charge of dismantling and breaking everything up. You know, when you have a building, you have to break it down and make a new one. So wherever you find destruction or tamaguna or destruction, that's Shiva's work. So Shiva's in charge of pralaya, kicking down and destroying the universe. So it's a lot of work he has to do. So when he has a chance to relax, how does he relax? Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He just dances around. And then his sons get so excited. Oh, look, Dad's having a great time. You know, Dad is really enjoying himself. So then Ganesh joins in and Kartikeya joins in. And there's some descriptions that when they're doing kirtan, they all play, there's pictures also of them all playing instruments. And Parvati's playing kartals, Ganesh is playing mridanga. I've seen paintings like this. So they have this sankirtan. So they're showing that when we engage in Harinam Sankirtan, our space becomes purified. We become very light. We become very joyful. We become free from our tensions and anxieties. So this has been given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the age of Gauranga Prem Sankirtan. Gauranga Prem Sankirtan. So he has given this this Vastu Sankirtan Yoga, dancing with upraised arms, and he's given us festivals to encourage us to dance before the Lord, like Rath Yatra, and temples where we can assemble together and dance. The other day we were at Mangalartik, and I remember when we were in Los Angeles, Prabhupada told us, because we had one, there was one conversation with some Sankirtan devotees, and one devotee said, Prabhupada, sometimes in the Artik we feel tired and a little lazy, and you know, we don't feel like dancing. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning and feel a little sleepy. 4 o'clock in the morning and feel a little sleepy, naturally. So we don't feel like doing disco at 4 a.m. I mean, you know, it's... So we don't really want to dance, even though the Nectar Devotion says that we should dance for the pleasure of the Lord, and he likes to see his devotees dance, and he himself dances every night in the Rasa dance. Our Lord is a dancing Lord. Our Lord is not a sleeping Lord. Some Vaishnavas who worship Vishnu, they worship a sleeping Lord. If you go to Sri Ranganath, he's a sleeping Lord. Ranganath, if you've ever been to the Ranganath temple in South India, it's a massive temple. He's lying down. He's a layback Lord. He's layback. Layback means he's sleeping. And he's in Shayan. He's just sleeping. So, but we worship a dancing Lord. Our Lord is so much into dancing that when we're in the disco dancing in Mumbai, he's also dancing in his own disco. But his disco is on the banks of the Jamuna. It's in the Rasasthali. We're dancing in a disco at 1 a.m., so is God. Hey, what's, if your mother complains, you say, hey, what's the big deal? I'm going to the disco dancing from 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Krishna starts the Rasa dance at 11:45 every night, and he ends at 2 o'clock. So, I mean, I'm just trying to follow a good example. Krishna's in Vrindavan. He's dancing with the gopis from 12 o'clock to 2 every night. And why are you complaining if I'm out at the disco from 12 to 2? I'm just trying to worship Krishna. I don't know if your mother will buy it. She might say, wait a minute, just give me your ear. You know, you go to bed at 10 o'clock and get to school tomorrow. But the fact is that our Lord is Gauranga Natabara. He's Vrindavan Natabara. Vrindavan Natabara, Gauranga Natabara. He's a dancer. He's a dancing Lord. So if you want to worship this Lord, you better dance. If you don't like to dance, then you pick the wrong Lord. Lord Gauranga is dancing. Lord Krishna is dancing. If you're a lazy bhakta, then you better worship Mahavishnu. If you're lazy, then you worship Mahavishnu. You can sleep all day. Just get one big snake and lie on it. Get one big snake and lie down and enjoy yourself. And have your wife fan you with a chamara. And she has to be a little fearless because women are usually afraid of snakes. So when you're lying in her snake bed, she might be afraid to fan you with a chamara. Right? So the idea is Sankirtan is for this age. This is the age of Sankirtan. So back to my little story. So the Prabhupada said, if you're too tired and lazy, you don't feel like dancing, dance anyway. And when you start dancing, then you'll feel enthusiastic. So I was remembering that the other day because I'm getting kind of old and lazy. I'm getting old for sure and also lazy. So then I was in Mangalartik and everyone was looking lazy like me also. Everyone was feeling, it was a communal feeling. Everyone was pretty much going through the motions of Mangalartik, the ritual and the routine of Mangalartik. And someone was singing and everybody else was basically there to some extent and taking part in their own way. And then I thought, you know, I think I'll just dance. I don't care, you know, you all do whatever you do. So there was one person dancing in the temple. So I just felt, anyway, it's a personal thing. It's Rasa Bihari and me, and I feel like dancing. And I was looking at Rasa Bihari, and he was looking at me. And I said, you like to dance, and I used to like to dance, and these bones were younger. So anyway, I said, listen, old bones, let's get moving. So I just started dancing. I was looking at Rasa Bihari and dancing. I felt, I was next to him. The guy next to me, he was about 20 years old. He said, what's this old guy doing? So he's dancing. So then he started dancing too. Then the guy behind him said, what's going on? So our little group, our little corner, everybody else was like, samsara dhavan. We were going, So I don't know what anybody else thought or felt, but I felt great, and I had all nice thoughts, and it was a wonderful Mangalartik, and I went away and, you know, relished my own inner feelings. And I realized this is the contribution of Lord Chaitanya. I was dancing like this, and I said, wait a minute, oh yeah, I forgot the Vastu Sankirtan Yoga, right? So I put my arms like this, and I said, wow, there's such a difference between this, like the standard Indian wedding dance, when they go like this, you know, the men, and then the women in brudge, you know, they do their thing. But very few of them go like this. I've seen so many weddings and going down the street, and they're, you know, doing this kind of thing like this. But this full extension of the arms, you know, the connection, because this kind of thing means you're holding on to the material world. It means, in terms of body psychology and all these things, when you're like this, it means you're still guarding yourself. You know, they're dancing like this, so basically they're keeping their arms. It's almost like a boxer, you know. You know, it's a kind of a modified boxing dance, you know. It looked pretty funny, but they seem to be enjoying themselves, so all glories to that. But basically, they're still contained, they're confined within their body space, and they're also acting to protect it in terms of psychology. So this Rath Yatra is a great opportunity to come out before the Lord and dance. And everyone, you know, when you're happy, you dance. Like when a bird is full, he sings. When the bird's stomach is empty, he doesn't sing. He goes out in the morning, catches a bunch of seeds and berries and worms or whatever. Then he sits on the tree and he sings. Because I live in the country and there's so many birds. And I have a bird feeder. I feed the birds bajra and all the and water. And, you know, we take care of the animals. So they're quiet. They a little bit make some noise when they first wake up. And that's just this alarm clock for human beings. Around sunrise, they whistle. And then they're quiet. Then they collect all food. Then in the mid-morning, they're just so happy. So a happy heart sings. So the devotee, his heart becomes happy by elevating his consciousness to Krishna. So hearts are dancing, not bodies. Devotees, when they dance, it's dancing hearts. When non-devotees dance, it's dancing bodies. So it doesn't last for very long, and it doesn't really have the same effect. And very rarely you see non-devotees dancing the way we dance. Because this dance has been introduced by God. This is God's dance. And this is the dance of godly people. And this is the dance that will bring one back to Godhead. So raising the arms. And somehow, it's a wonderful posture. That's why I say this vastu, this reorients your entire space. Because now we're limited to just, you know, 5 feet, 2 inches high and so many inches wide, and a small volume. The volume, the cubic volume of the space that we occupy is quite small. But as soon as we do this, we extend our space. We extend our space, and these microwave towers of our arms and fingers start to pull in all nice vibrations from the demigods. They start to bless us. Because they themselves are dancing like this. We're reading in these pages that Yamaraj and Shiva and Brahma, they're dancing like this. So when they're dancing, glorifying God and Vishnu, so they see, oh, you're also dancing like us? Oh, you know, you dance, that's our step. You're dancing like us, Devanach, and you're glorifying, you're doing Nam Sankirtan like us, then take some blessings, and they'll bless us. So you feel like you're receiving some nice messages through your microwave towers of your arms. Very nice SMS messages. You know, we're collecting SMS messages through our fingers and arms, and they're going in and being processed in a little computer of our heart. And it's transforming us and filling us with happiness, lightness, joy, peace, and connection with God. And it's such a simple way to realize God. Just Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. See, all these fingers, each finger is connected to a planet. So the planetary rulers are residing in the senses of the body, in the fingers, Jupiter, Saturn, Sun, Moon, like this. So when these fingers are pointed towards them, they say, oh, and these fingers are being engaged in Krishna's service, then these planetary rules, Jupiter, Shukra, they bless us. Because they're dancing. What's the message here? They're dancing in Sankirtan. Yamaraja's Sankirtan party is a teaching for us. Yamaraja is a Mahajan. He's one of the Dwadasa Mahajans. So he's teaching us. He's teaching us, I'm engaging in Gauranga praying Sankirtan. I'm Yamaraj, I'm a Mahajan. Narada Muni is a Mahajan. Brahma is a Mahajan. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Prahlado Janako Bhishmo. Prahlad Maharaj is dancing in the school of Shandanamarka with his arms raised up at tiffin hour. He's dancing. He's a Mahajan. He's teaching the ultimate religious principles to chant and dance, glorify the Lord, exalt in the name of the Lord and dance in great happiness. In this special dance. So dancing is good, but dancing for God is best. And dancing in Lord Gauranga's Sankirtan party is a super best. So this we all have an opportunity to experience. Prabhupada always told us that the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. Pudding means like custard. So okay, looks nice and nice yellow color, and there's some nuts there, and maybe some spices there, some saffron, kesha, or kishmish. But let me taste it. Oh, it's very good. So you must taste it first. So we are making this assumption or hypothesis. And if you try it, then you'll see. Does it work? My vastu is expanded. It's opened my space. It's opened my psychic space. It's opened my mental space. It's opened my heart space. It's all about space. There's space within us. There's so much air and space within us and space around us. And it's all cluttered up and all jammed up. And all contracted and all constricted by tension, by anxiety, by frustration of desire, by hankering, lamenting. It's a very constricted situation. So this is the opposite. This is wide open. This is completely opening the vastu surrounding us. We're connecting with the galaxies, we're connecting with the planets. Expanding our entire space. Now we're starting to move into universal space. We're moving into spiritual space. We're moving into the space of the Lord's heart. And this is where we want to be eternally, in the heart of the Lord, in the spiritual world. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.